Comic books are big business. Some artists attract fans like rock stars. But over the decades, some of the industry's most iconic characters have been drawn by unknowns, factory artists who scratched out a living on the fine line between commerce and creativity. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann has this profile of one man who drew Richie Rich comics for 30 years.
After rubbing his swollen hands to warm them up, Sid Couchy bends over the coffee table and starts to draw.
If this is the box, if there's two people talking, then you got two balloons. Then you try to get, you know, a long shot in. Then the next shot, you know, might be just half of somebody's head. Something going on here.
Sid Couchy is 83 years old, but he sits in a living room cluttered with sketches of superheroes and monsters. In 1947, he came home from the war, hungry for a career as an artist. He spent years hustling the streets of New York City, carrying a portfolio stuffed with drawings. Then he stumbled across a company called Harvey Comics.
I went in and they interviewed me and I started drawing a little Lotta. This was on a handshake basis, no contract or anything.
Richie Rich and Little Lotta were both created in 1953, born in the same Harvey comic. Richie was the richest kid in the world. Lotta was famous for her appetite and her ability to bench press whole buildings. People have argued ever since over who came up with the characters, but Sid Couchy had no hand in it. He was a factory artist, a penciler, one of hundreds of comic book artists in New York City churning out modern fairy tales at a rate of 5 or 10 broadsheet pages every week. Arlen Schumer's book, The Silver Age of Comic Book Art, was published in October.
There were plenty of artists who labored in the trenches unacknowledged. They worked for years and years putting out work that influenced an entire generation of people, and nobody knew their names.
In recent years, historians like Schumer have gone back and rediscovered some of the craftsmen who were finding ways to make comics interesting, playing with perspective and mood. The trick, says Sid Couchy, was learning to work at breakneck speed, trying to breathe life into other people's ideas while also sneaking in creative flourishes. He pulls out one of his originals, a drawing for a war comic that was never published.
Kind of like this one. And you can see that the mice have gotten into it. Sort of a designy thing with blacks and whites.
The best of Couchy's work has a vivid, kinetic energy. There are also weird touches of autobiography. He grew up here in Essex, a village in northern New York on the shore of Lake Champlain. Local scenery and bits of his life often formed a backdrop for the Harvey Comics adventures.
He put me in the comic books when we were going together.
Ruth Couchy married Sid in 1959. He proposed in a comic book, declaring his love in a sight gag involving Ruth, Little Lotta, and a pumpkin.
And he's saying, "Ruth, if I don't love you, may the sky fall on my head." Lotta throws this pumpkin, hits him on the head, and I get up and I said, I knew you were fibbing or something like that.
The Couchys described their long life together as a lot of fun but frugal. In the 60s, they moved back to Essex, leaving the city in part to cut costs.
It comes out that you used to draw a comic, you used to draw Richie Rich. Everybody thinks you're rich. I was getting $15 a page. Some call it slave wages.
Comic book artists in those days worked without contracts, without benefits. Art historian Arlen Schumer says rank-and-file illustrators were creating unforgettable images. Their flavor of visual storytelling has inspired movie makers and painters. But Schumer compares their treatment with that of early blues musicians.
Those obscure blues recordings and early rock and roll recordings were so influential, and yet those people did not own a stake in that work, did not make money from it.
Harvey Comics folded in 1982. Richie Rich and Little Lotta have been orphans ever since, changing hands as media corporations merge or go bankrupt. Sid Couchy says he has no regrets about the stories he helped to tell. They were innocent, he says, and funny and alive.
You think of animated cartoons as those, you know, and TV and all, but actually these were animated in the sense that, well, animation simply means to give life.
Last year, Sid Couchy published his own comic book for the first time, a cowboy adventure based on the silent films he loved as a kid. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.
There are links to Sid Couchy's artwork on our website, npr.org.